what you find on a back road. Proofs in the whiskey, reds in the dirt, and hard work stops at the fence road. We stand for the flag, and if you don't like it, we don't care. So we do things a little different around here. Say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah, we're doing things a little different around here.
Easy's at the end of a long day. Freeze how you feel, not what you pay. Simple's how we live. Yeah. Thanks is what we give. Come on. Roots in the ground's why we stay. Brave is 18, we're an army green. Truth is in the words in red we read. Proud is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. Yeah, right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah, we're doing things a little different.
Is what a song is, and home is where the heart is.
Brave is 18, wearing army green.
Truth's in the words in red we read.
Proud is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. The right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah, we're doing things a little different way.
Froggy 92.9, KFGY Healdsburg, Santa Rosa.
Country on the radio.
Sonoma County's home for today's country.
Froggy 92.9.
First heard your heartbeat, it had only been 8 weeks. Standing there, staring at that screen was the first time you ever scared me. God knows, I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but good news, we got her to get through it. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be a lady. Just how to be a lady. Tell you cry, but she can make your tears dry. And when you get your heart broke by the wrong guy, she can make it right. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you learn. Fix you and me too. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience.
trend. Trend it out.
On Froggy 92.9.
Well, the Super Bowl was definitely one for the ages.
First and goal. Mahomes swings it. It's there! Hardman! Jackpot Kansas City!
But unfortunately, this year, Super Bowl 58, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated our San Francisco 49ers 25-22 in an overtime absolute heartbreaker. While many of us are proud of the way that the 49ers played, we're still pretty disappointed by the outcome. It was a comeback effort from Kansas City as the Niners held a 10-point lead at halftime. But ultimately, Patrick Mahomes decided he was going to win his third Super Bowl title and his third Super Bowl MVP, and the Chiefs captured their third Super Bowl in 5 years. The Kansas City Chiefs also have become the first team to repeat as Super Bowl champions in 19 years. But I just want to say, go Niners. Thank you so much for a great season, Niners. And we'll be back. We will be back at the Super Bowl. Well, Beyonce knows how to break the internet during the Super Bowl. First, Beyonce appeared in a Verizon commercial during the game, and then she teased a new album. During the Verizon spot, she said, okay, they're ready. Drop the new music. I told y'all, the renaissance is not over. And then over on her Instagram page, Beyonce released a teaser video featuring a billboard of her with the title, Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas.
Sounds a little country, doesn't it? She released two singles during the game. That one, Texas Hold'em, and 16 Carriages. Now, Renaissance 2, as you might have heard, is going to have a country lean to it, and I'm really excited about it. This will be released on March 29th, so very soon. Well, Toby Keith's family announced their plans for a private funeral service for the late country superstar.
So look up, I fill you up, let's have a party.
Now, on Saturday, the family revealed plans for a service on Toby's social media accounts. They said the Clovel family is hosting a private funeral service for the family, band, and crew only mid-February, the message began. Fans will also get a chance to say goodbye. They said a memorial service to honor Toby will be announced only on Toby's socials shortly. So we'll have to keep an eye out on Toby Keith's social media accounts. Now, Toby's family is asking for donations to his Toby Keith Foundation in lieu of flowers. Those donations will go to support Toby's OK Kids Corral, which supports pediatric cancer patients and their families. So if you want to learn more about that, maybe place a donation, visit TobyKeithFoundation.org for more.
You pour the coffee. We'll play the country.
Country music first thing in the morning.
The best start to my day.
We've got your mornings covered. Mornings with Amber.
Country mornings are the best mornings.
On Froggy 92.9.
They called them crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy. He brought home $67 a week. Bought a little two-bedroom house on Maple Street, where she blessed him with 6 more miles to feed. That's crazy. Just ask him how he did it. He'll say, pull up a seat. It'll only take a minute to tell you everything. Be a best friend, tell the truth, and overuse I love you. Go to work, do your best, and don't outsmart your common sense.
Crazy.
out to Microsoft, and they paid like crazy. Just ask him how he made it. He'll tell you faith and sweat. Started out. They've been together 58 years now. Ain't that crazy?
You're in the middle of the Mornings with Amber 92.9 minute commercial free workday kickoff on Froggy 92.9.
Just like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, and where'd you gone? Goodbye. Yeah, where'd you gone? Goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man. Put a rock on your finger and he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by the coast. That ocean view is beautiful, but baby, I just want you to know he don't know you like I did. Money talks, but I ain't buying. To settle down with him. She ain't wrong, the whole town knows that you had a bed of roses, but girl, you couldn't walk that line. You can act like you do it fine. Love's a smoke ring wrapped around your finger. One second it's a blessing and the next it's already gone. A broken heart, I'm a working testimony. My confession is a lesson that I'm pouring. And the next is already gone. A broken heart, I'm a walking testimony. My confession is a lesson that I'm pouring out in this song. Oh, 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 always said we would.
This is Mornings with Amber on Froggy 92.9.
Nonstop.
Don't let it stop.
Where the 92.9 minute commercial-free workday kickoff is still going on Froggy 92.9.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my booth. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in your Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were at the door before the end of the song. I said, "Where to?" She said, "I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." Yeah, in a Chevrolet. The windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away."
Step inside the Froggy 92.9 time machine for a Froggy throwback classic.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. And Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and then she painted my eyes and lived. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my heel. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, "Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down." She said, "Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down." Mama, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, "Your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death." She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, "To thine own self be true." And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Welfare people came and took the baby, Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the streets. 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, you were.
Charmed the king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And then I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse where I ain't the man.
She ain't the man.
She ain't the man. Now in this world there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites that call me bad. And criticize Mama for turning me out, no matter how little we had. But though I ain't had to worry about nothing from now on 15 years, well, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ears. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you uptown. Well, I guess she did.
Froggy 92.9, it's Mornings with Amber.
When's the big game?
In preparation for the big game.
Now we can practice for the big game.
Football!
Let's play some football.
Super Bowl 58 was one for the ages. And unfortunately, our poor, poor San Francisco 49ers were defeated by the Kansas City Chiefs. But the 49ers played such a great game, and I know we're going to be back. And I thought it was such a great season. So I'm not too sad, but I was pretty bummed out yesterday. But after last night's big game, I ventured onto the internet in search of some interesting facts, some trivia, perhaps, about Super Bowl 58. And here is what I found and came up with. There were two record-setting field goals in Super Bowl 58. And in the second quarter, San Francisco kicker Jake Moody drilled a 55-yard field goal to make it 3-0. And that was the longest field goal in Super Bowl history. That record has stood for 31 years. The previous record of 54 yards was set in 1993 by Buffalo kicker Steve Christie. But Moody's record didn't even last two quarters. In the third quarter, Kansas City kicker Harrison Butker set a new record with a 57-yard field goal. We're just setting records in Super Bowl 58. Also, Patrick Mahomes was 28 years, 147 days old on Sunday and became the first quarterback in NFL history to start four Super Bowls prior to turning 30. And he easily broke the record set by Tom Brady, who started his fourth Super Bowl.